Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting, as always, from Burnaby Mountain, smaller of the coastal mountain range here. Looking to the north at bigger ones like Seymour, Grouse, that's what they call them now. Probably had other names in the past. And yes, I'm Nick Legacy. This is 2 hours, right now, beginning in just a few moments. Music that spans our planet, our crazy, mixed-up, beautiful world. There's a lot of new stuff happening, and there's just too much good music that doesn't get heard. So on this program, you'll hear some strange stuff, some new stuff, some fusion-y stuff. And the first hour, as is the custom on this show, we travel worldwide. We wander. And in the second hour, we travel to a different place every week. And we have visited every country on the planet. Now we're going a little more into detail of a country, and this week we will travel to the province of Córdoba in Argentina. Confusing because there's also a city and a province in Spain called Córdoba, the original Córdoba, most likely. We think that the Spanish people come from Spain. But in Argentina, it is a more populous region, the second biggest city in Argentina, in Córdoba. So we will travel there. And there's a lot of beautiful music. That's the thing here. In North America, we generally ignore the South American music scene at our own peril because it's great. A lot of new bands mixing, of course, Latin sounds, the characteristic sound of Córdoba that was invented there. It's called cuarteto. No, kind of like a tango-ish thing with a bit of ska thrown in. But yeah, we'll hear that. We'll hear much more in an hour. But yes, we are broadcasting from Burnaby, the land here of Coast Salish peoples, including the Musqueam Nation, the Squamish Nation, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. And we will start with a piece of music. And it's hilarious now, in a sense. I don't know if that's the right word for it. But there's bands in far-off places that are playing music that's like so authentically 70s from another part of the world. So this band plays like really Afro disco 70s sounding music, but they're a bunch of white boys from the Netherlands and led by a man named Mauskovich. So Nikola Mauskovich, by the way. He's traveled, played with a Zambian band called Witch, or at least toured with them recently. He was part of a Turkish psychedelic group. So basically he's got his musical antennas everywhere outside of Amsterdam. And you're going to hear his new project here, the Mauskovich Dance Band of Amsterdam. And the new EP, Down in the Basement, here is the title track, The Mauskovich Dance Band. To start off, Wandering Rhythms, circa 1970s Africa, based in Amsterdam. Who would have thunk it?
Thank you.
Beautiful new music there by Tricontinental, Canadian-based band, and we can only assume they're from three different continents. The three musicians in the band, you got Bill Bourne on vocals, acoustic, and classical guitars, Lester Quitzow on many other vocals and guitars, and Mr. Madagascar Slim himself on vocals and guitars. So it's a big old vocal and guitar party, these three men. With some guest musicians as well. And Madagascar Slim wrote that song, and I knew this guy on the scene for a while. He's a mostly blues guitar player, but clearly he can do African styles as well, and also maybe thought Madagascar Slim was just a fun nickname, but it sounds like he's from Madagascar. How surprising. Real name, Randriamananjara Radofa Besata. And there you have lyrics in Malagasy. Very nice. Dust Dance is their new LP, and the song we heard was Tonon Kira. So that just came out here on our playlist at CJSF Radio. And before that, we heard from another band based in New York City, aptly named the Brooklyn Gypsies. And they do play many styles. They're from a lot of places, Japan, Spain, and more, five countries, actually, I think, represented. The Brooklyn Gypsies just put out a little EP a month ago called Desobediencia. The singer is from Spain. She sings in Spanish, and they certainly have a Middle Eastern flair to them as well. The song was Dopamine right there. So it starts, some of their songs sound like perfectly traditional Middle Eastern music, and then the bass comes in and like subtle elements of trap and dubstep, electronic, and then dub reggae sound system. So yeah, that's the world now. Get used to it. Brooklyn Gypsies right there. And we started off the show at the very beginning with the Mouskovich Dance Band, led by Nikola Mouskovich, a man with fingers in different continents, and playing some African, what do they call it, space disco. So like the more weird side of disco from the 70s, and then also a lot of Caribbean sounds and apparently cumbia in the band style as well. So yeah, Down in the Basement, new EP by the Mouskovich Dance Band. We heard the title track there to start the show. And yes, Wandering Rhythms, we travel far and wide. Continuing that, next with a band from Peru, a incredible electro cumbia duo. These guys called Dengue Dengue Dengue. You must say it three times. D-E-N-G-U-E times three. Dengue, Dengue, Dengue from Lima, Peru, the big city. And they do a very dark, twisted dance floor version of cumbia. So, yeah, it's a characteristic South American sound now. And they've been doing the electro version for seemingly almost a decade now. So their new EP is called Semillero. And this is the first song on their record. It's called Pua, featuring another very interesting new kind of space techno group called Peña. So here we go. Dengue, Dengue, Dengue. Brand new music here on Wandering Rhythms. ¶¶ Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, wanderingrhythms.com. You can find old shows and playlists, etc. Yes, we just heard from Charles Bradley,